Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, say I'm sort of built for this.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Bring him back. Bring Steve Wilkes back.
Oh, man.
Or give him an apology. You gonna tell the people? We've been sitting on it an hour.
Am I gonna tell the people
who you, Evan, and I saw yesterday?
Go ahead.
Mayor Willie Brown in a hat at 90 years old,
yeah,
looking great.
Yep.
And I'll let you take over from here.
Well,
Evan's mom loves Willie Brown. Norm does. We all do.
Former mayor of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Great one-liner to Guru.
After I introduce our
Guru, of course, sees Willie Brown and starts hyperventilating. And Willie goes into the men's room. And Guru has his head on a swivel just waiting for Willie to come out of the men's room.
Oh, boy.
Willie Brown emerges from the restroom. Very dapper, of
course. He was clean.
He's known for that, his sartorial splendor. And Guru says, "Hey, Willie Brown, how you doing?" Shakes his hand and says, "Hey, Daryl Guru Johnson, we work for 95.7 The Game Sports Radio." And Willie goes, "Oh, that's, when are you on?"
Yeah.
And Guru goes, 10 to 2. And Willie Brown said, "Boy, that's a long shift."
With his hand on my shoulder, made me feel like we hadn't put in a hard day.
No, I felt just the opposite. I was like, finally, somebody realizes that it's not easy to go 4 hours on the radio.
I don't think that's what he meant, Steiny. Oh, boy.
We'll see.
Hey, he
four
looks
hours,
good.
That's how long his lunch is.
Dude, 90 years old. No cane,
yeah,
nothing.
Great. He does look good.
Yeah.
He looks good. He looks very good. All right. Boy.
Yeah, boy.
Warriors. It's shambles.
But do you feel me on Kuminga, though? What's his verbiage.
What's your bottom line with Kuminga? What do you want me to agree with or disagree with?
That he doesn't think he doesn't have the skill set right now to play three.
I would probably agree with that.
Okay.
That he probably thinks he's doing it better than Steve Kerr thinks he's
so
doing.
So what does
it?
That mean
that?
in the end result, if you're listening to Dre, who my goodness, was a basketball savant with that sound. If you're listening to Steve Kerr, Steiny, I guess that's what concerns me, is the guy that it should matter most to maybe hadn't been in the lab trying to work. Maybe he doesn't think he has a rebounding problem.
I mean,
he can cut with the best of them.
He can cut?
Yeah, he is athletic, is all outdoors.
Yeah.
Like, you look at him like, boy, you should just kill the three position on the court, but you don't rebound.
And he doesn't have the ha-ha. He has no
See, I don't change think of direction. He thinks that, man.
Well, I don't.
And that's the
I'm not
issue.
Sure what he thinks or he doesn't think. I'm just trying to figure out a way to get Kuminga on the floor more because it looks like some things are stacked against him. That's all.
You think the Warriors have too many of the same type of guy? Because you got me thinking that before we went to break when you went over.
That's a good question.
Like Moody, Gary Payton II, Melton. See, and I love all of them, but it's like oh, boy.
Let me just do this real quick. And if you want to jump into this conversation, we're talking Warriors, 888-957-9570. The Warriors open up their season Saturday against the LA Clippers, first exhibition game. And they started training camp this week, and there's already been a lot of nuggets that have come out from where they are in Hawaii. Just, do you want to get these guys on the court? Right. Just say yes or no. Steph Curry.
Yes.
Wiggins.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Melton.
Yes.
Payton.
Yes.
Heald.
Yes.
Kyle Anderson.
Yes.
Looney.
Yes.
Kuminga.
Yes.
Moody.
Yes.
Pajemski.
Yes.
That's 11 guys. That's 11 guys. Like, this team has never been more poised, I think, to make a move.
How many guys are there in that 11? I count 2 or 1.5, and I'm being real.
Well, and that.
You know what I mean, Stani?
Yeah. I mean, it could be a strength and it could be a weakness.
Mm.
I do think they're deep. How quality is their depth? I mean, they got pros on this roster. There's no doubt about it. It's just a matter of figuring out how you divvy up the minutes, who's going to be the odd man out. Wow. Somebody's going to be wanting more playing time. Probably a guy and a half or two guys. But I'm mostly focusing on Jonathan Kuminga right now and how do we get this kid on the court. 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Devon. Devon's in an Uber. What's going on, Devon? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, so I wanted, first of all, man, I'm so happy to talk Warrior ball again, man. From playing ball, I need people to understand this. Kevon Looney can shoot the ball. Kevon Looney can dribble the ball for a man his size.
Yeah.
But we don't see him do that. And a lot of people don't think he can, right? The coaching staff already has their built-in plans on what they want guys to do. I don't think Kuminga isn't a good rebounder. I think for most of his career, he wasn't asked to rebound the ball until fairly recently, right? And he's somebody that they wanted to get out in transition, right? Because he can finish at the rim at a high level. So with I think that him and Wiggs being at different positions, I think they're going to flourish.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying finals. I'm not saying right. Deep run. But I think it'll be better than what most people expect. I think you need to be able to switch, man. It seems like a lot of offenses are being run. It's a bunch of, okay, who's the weak link? That's who I want the screen on me, you know, for mismatches. But to have Trace and Dre there for defense, Kuminga and Wiggs for defense, which lets Steph be able to go for 30, 40, 50, I like that. I'm not going to lie. And I do agree with you, though, with Milton. Milton's a solid pro. Moody, I wish he can get some burn, man. And I actually want to see the guy play. And if it means not in the Warriors, so be it, even though I would like for him to play. But just to call in, I like the lineup, you know. And I hope that with a year of Kuminga saying, okay, this is what it's like to get some love and respect, hopefully he'll make the next jump. Hopefully Wiggs is okay psychologically, and they get something going. So
yeah,
thank y'all for taking my call.
No, sure. Hey, let me leave you with this too, Stani, because he said something about Kuminga, who I'm rooting for, we all are. But at the end of the day, rebounding is a want. It's not a, hey, go out there and rebound. And the reason I bring up Pods is when Pods hit the floor, I don't believe they said, hey, you need to rebound. He went out there and did it because it was a want and a will, and it kept his ass on the floor. And look what it did for his year. Now he's a fixture, a staple. Maybe a possible starter. So when it comes to rebounding, Steiny, that's the dirty work. Kuminga has all the athletic gifts and prowess to be able to get 8 boards in his sleep, 9, and he doesn't do it. So for the caller to say they need to identify and tell Kuminga, we need you to rebound, I don't like that. Kuminga should already know that's going to keep me on the floor, and it hasn't.
It's because he doesn't do it.
Or he doesn't want to do it.
Well, I'm a firm believer in that particular skill, rebounding. I kind of believe you either got the knack for it or you don't. I just do. I mean, I'm looking at the per 36. Pods is a better rebounder than Jonathan Kuminga.
No way that should be.
On a game-by-game basis.
And if you gave Pods Kuminga's body, he might double that.
He might.
He might. Come on now.
He might. Let's go to Ray in Watsonville. Hey, Ray, what's going on, man? Let's talk some Warriors. What do you think?
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, you know what? I was hoping that Kuminga would be much better going in last year, and he was kind of just the same. I think, here it is. It's year. Think about this, okay? Year 4, he's going into. He's got the greatest shooter in basketball on his team. He's got Draymond, who is, I mean, listen to him talk about basketball, man. It's just, it just drives me, he's got such a wealth of information. And you have that on your side, and yet he's thinking that he's a number one or a two, and he can't even get on the, now you're listening to the coach and listening to everything you guys are saying, it's going to be hard for him to even get on the court. So with that being said, how are you going to extend him? Or if he's looking for, you know, top money, I think he is going to be a good player, but I don't think it's going to be with Golden State. It's going to have to be somewhere else. And I think we probably should have traded him during the summer instead of trying to wait until the deadline. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't.
Wow, man, that's heavy.
I mean, you get into an issue now where if you don't sign him to an extension, then if you look to trade him, the team that's trading for him knows they're going to have to pay him. So you're going to have to find a team that really likes Kuminga.
And I think there's some out there
more than the Warriors.
They're like, to hell with this 3 or 4. We'll deal with it on our watch.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Is there a clamor for Kuminga around the league? Because if there is, then you'd probably have to explore moving him. Especially if it's still all about see, that's the other thing. The one thing that's been hammered home again this offseason is, hey, it is about Steph and doing the best we can as quickly as we can. And that, to me, points right to Kuminga.
But, and again, this is not, and I'm not, and we're not doing it, Stanley. We're keeping it real. We're excited. I don't want to sound like I'm piling on Kuminga, but if the reports are true, and what you just said about Steph Curry, I believe it is all about him, and it's about getting him the best possible chance to win another chip or get back or go deep. If the reports are true this past summer, Steiny, that the untouchable youngster was not Kuminga and it was Pods, then you're losing a certain race that you might not even know you're in when they should be ready to break you off that extension right now. And the fact that Pods was the guy after 1 year that was deemed Elliott Ness, 90 untouchable, if that should be handwriting on the wall to Kuminga, I got to get stuff going.
I mean, it's also Pods stepped into a different situation than Kuminga did. Kuminga got drafted to a championship team that was locked in to Wiggins at 3, Draymond at 4. So yeah. he was going to.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To have an uphill battle, especially at an early age. Pod's got to come under this team as a backcourt player during a year where Klay Thompson didn't have a great year. Right. So Pod's got to come in here right away and play, whereas Kuminga didn't have that luxury because they were better when Kuminga was drafted. And the two guys ahead of Kuminga are still here. So I'm not sure what you do there, but it does feel like that's going to be the fundamental problem that the Warriors have to solve. Where do they get minutes for both Kuminga and Wiggins and still have Draymond Green in the mix at the four, occasionally playing him at the five? And it feels like Steve Kerr views the entire situation as trying to shoehorn Kuminga in there rather than, well, I'm going to Kuminga because Kuminga's a damn good player. It almost feels sometimes like Kerr's searching for reasons to put him in the game.
In a crazy... Go ahead.
I was just going to say 888-957-9570 is the number. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Would you say it's too far-fetched if the guru computer is spitting out Jonathan Kuminga may be using this first half to secure his Warrior tenure?
Or showcase himself.
Wow.
What if, let's go to Paul. Paul's in Pescadero. Wants to talk about the defense. What's up, Paul in Pescadero? That's another thing that's a little bit of a red flag.
What's going to happen here is that they're going to basically have whoever's getting bored for reload threes, and whoever's playing defense is going to hit the floor. And it's just going to be a pressure cooker to see who can play defense and who can hit the floor.
I actually think you're right on the money. I think that's the way Kerr's going to go about this year. I think he's going to sacrifice offense for defense. Is that kind of what you're saying, Paul? Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
But no, and that's the other thing. Steve Kerr's made a point to say we've got to get better defensively. We have to. We have to be a top 10 defensive team. Well, that's not the best news for Kuminga to hear,
man.
Quite frankly.
But he has all the gifts to be a top-tier defender, I believe, Steiny. I've seen him pick LeBron James up 94 feet.
Right.
I've seen it, and I know that's not just it. You got to communicate all the help defense, all that stuff. But what's bothering me is you've been under the tutelage of one Draymond Green, arguably one of the best defenders to ever do it, and you hadn't picked anything up. And I can say this to myself, well, you criticize Dre for not being in his life on the road or taking him under his wing, but I'm almost like, you see this guy every day in practice. It's not about communication. You see him play. And I'm just wondering, as they embark on an 82-game season, if what you just said to the caller's point about it's going to be a pressure cooker, are guys that are not named Steph Curry, Draymond, and Wiggins going to be able to perform to their maximum level, knowing it's almost like I got a tryout feel. Like if I go 1-for-8-for-3 and I'm playing good D is and slow-mo's doing, like that's what I don't like about coming into this Warrior season hearing there's openings.
Well, if Steve Kerr is leaning toward defense, how is Kuminga going to play ahead of Kyle Anderson? That's the other question I have.
Well, isn't he supposed to be a better all-around ball player? And who? I love Kuminga.
Then who?
Then Kyle Anderson?
He's better offensively than Anderson, for sure. But Anderson is a smart
defense. Oh, no doubt. I've seen
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I hate to, like, I don't want to. Okay, Jonathan Kuminga can pick up LeBron full court. That's the only thing he can do defensively. He gets lost in the half court. He doesn't protect the rim. And
that was what if I say, you're on fire.
You can't
but
get
what
better.
If that were the past? We hadn't seen what he's worked on. No, seriously, Stoney, and that's the benefit of the doubt. But if you're right in 2 months, then they really got a problem.
I'm just going on what Draymond Green says. And Draymond Green says Kuminga can't defend at the four.
Man, he did say it.
And so if he can't defend at the four, then he can only play the three, but it's not like he's a stopper at three. He's the kind of guy that you can put on a guy and say, just stick with him. He's probably going to do that as well as he does anything, but he's not a great defensive player. And what I'm reading into a lot of this is he's really bad at help defense.
Well, like he doesn't see the ball. How much is the team at fault if that continues? How much is it? You know what I mean? It's the Luciano thing.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Wow.
This is year four for Kuminga, and we're still talking about how come he doesn't rebound more? Well, maybe he worked on rebounding. How do you work on rebounding?
Wow.
It's all internal for the most part. 888-957-9570 is the number. I just ran down 11 players on this team, all of whom
scary
are pretty good. So what's your starting lineup for the Golden State Warriors? And then what's your finishing lineup? Is it going to be different? Who's going to be in the finishing lineup for the Golden State Warriors? And the other thing I'm hearing, too, is they are going to try to coax Wiggins in a way I don't think they've tried to coax him before. I think they are going to go out of their way to try to reestablish him. Yeah. And if they're doing that, that's another challenge that Kuminga's going to face if the Warriors start leaning to Wiggins because they think he's a better defensive player. Because he is. He's better defensively than Kuminga.
Yeah, and I'll just say this. Here I go. Guru, you're going to the offensive side of the ball. What will you give me for this? I'm hearing Coach Kerr talk about they're going to be bombing threes.
Yeah.
If Looney's going to take more, and Wiggins talked about they want him to take a few more, and Kuminga, like, the Warriors are going to use the hell out of the three ball by committee, Steiny.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that either, but I don't see them as being a great three-point shooting team. But
if you're small, the way the ball comes off the rim just on a miss, maybe that evens the playing field in regard to getting a rebound.
I mean,
just a thought, man.
We talked a lot last year about the Warriors being small. They're still small. They're still a small team.
I don't like the 11 dudes because I like them all. And the reality is, Stoney, you cannot disperse minutes to wherever. That doesn't work.
That's why, to me, they're poised to make a move at some point when it presents itself. Austin in San Jose.
Our guy.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Love the conversation. Yeah, I think the point for me is I wanted to get this out. Somebody's already said it, but after year four, and I was even saying this last year, and I'm going to put Moody in the category too. Through numerous coaches, through years of observation, year four, they still don't know who this guy is. Man. That's the biggest red flag for me, guys. I mean, after year four, if you're telling me this guy is untouchable, and I don't necessarily believe that, I think that's kind of PR. I'd love to hear, Steiny and Guru, I would love to know what teams really value Kuminga. And it appears as though Danny Ainge wasn't one of them. I think we can say that. I don't know if the Clippers really wanted Kuminga. Yeah, they would do the deal for the trade. But I'd like to know, give me the teams, give me four or five teams, Guru, that you are sold on that would absolutely want Kuminga and would pay him max money. I think that's what we have to start thinking about. And I put Moody in the same category. Everybody every year talks about Moody and he's ready. Well, he has to stay ready because the coaches don't think he's ready to put out there every night. I think you have to look at the long term. Who can we have on the team that you can pencil in every night, guys? And if the guy from Santa Clara is viewed more highly than you are after year one, that's a testimonial
No doubt about it.
On Kuminga. So I think we can run around all day and talk about talent. And listen, in the NBA, there's a lot of guys with talent, Skinny. You know that. So we got to stop talking about just talent. Can you pencil this guy in every night? And do we know what we're going to get from? And the last thing I wanted to say, Steiny, going back to the old days, we sort of take for granted how good the older players were fundamentally. And I go back to a guy that you guys probably forgot about that grew up in my hometown, D.C., but Adrian Dantley.
I mean, AD.
Adrian Dantley was what undersized, but a fundamentally sound guy out of the Mapa High. Morgan Wooten was a great coach. You guys know that in high school. Pete Corral kind of guy. Point is those guys were fundamentally sound. I think a lot of these guys coming out, these kids coming out now, yeah, they got talent, but are they fundamentally sound? I would think the answer is probably no. And that's why you're seeing the struggle with some of these guys that after year four, again, final thing, we still don't know what Kuminga is, guys. I'll keep listening. Thanks.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate the call.
And Steiny, the first team that came to my mind about a team that would covet Jonathan Kuminga, it's a team that's not ready to win. The Detroit Pistons. It's a team that could take the lumps and growing pains. Maggie Seaver. It's that type of team. Not a team that's the Miami Heat that are vying for a chip. Maybe San Antonio. He could grow with Chris Paul and our guy. I don't know, but I just for that blew me away this summer that Pods was untouchable and maybe like he was ahead of Kuminga. And I think that's truth.
Well, he's ahead of Kuminga because there's an opening in the backcourt that there's not in the front court. Or they have more competition in the front court than they do in the backcourt.
But what about his IQ being higher after year one and Kuminga's had the head start? I'm not saying you're wrong, but those are like.
You're going to hate my answer. Pods has been playing basketball longer than Kuminga. Nah. He just has. He's got more of a feel for the game. And that's the other thing that I heard Draymond Green say. Draymond Green said, I can play 4 and 5 because when I was growing up, I played against guys who were bigger and stronger than me. And I learned when I was a kid how to defend the interior. Like, that's the thing about Kuminga. We all think that you can just snap your fingers and be a finished product. He doesn't have the basketball foundation that most guys coming into the league have. It's not his fault. He picked up the game a little later.
But it may start to hurt him or impact him financially when the team that you're currently on, I believe, wants nothing more than to break you off that bread. But now they got trepidation because, in a crazy way, Steiny, for whatever the reason is, and I get what you're saying, he ain't been playing long, you haven't held up your end of the bar. You have not grown.
Yeah. I feel like Kuminga should know what to do by now. I do feel like he should know what he's got to try to do, at least right now, because this is his fourth year in the league.
But that soundbite from him yesterday did not give me clarity in regard to he knows what time it is. He was like, it almost doesn't even matter. You could put me anywhere. Mm. No, Jay.
Yeah, you can put him anywhere, but it's about the team and how much he's contributing to the team. But 888-957-9570 is the number. It's coming to a head, I think, with Jonathan Kuminga. They've got 3 weeks to extend him. If they don't, he's going to head into the year with one more year left in his deal. The Warriors are still going to have his rights. And that's the other thing I think we got to factor in here. What if he doesn't get that extension? Will that impact the way he approaches the year? I don't know. What are we going to do this year with Kuminga, everybody? What do you want the Warriors to do with Kuminga? Should they just start him at 3 and have Wiggins come off the bench? I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities. What do you guys think at 888-957-9570? Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara. Delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. It's presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
If I were Camudi,
you don't have the ha-ha.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got basketball season. Starts Saturday. Warriors against the Clippers in Hawaii. They've started training camp, and...
I'm juiced, Steiny.
Pardon me?
You do it a lot, don't you? I'm juiced.
What's the thing you're most juiced for this Warrior season? 888-957-9570.
We're about to find out if the dynasty truly is, if it's over and that boat has left the dock, and it affects the chef more than anybody. So that's what I'm excited about.
I feel like one of the themes I've heard from a lot of the Warrior veteran players is they are really not talking championship.
Wow.
They're not. They're talking about being better from last year. They're talking about making the playoffs. Draymond Green talking about if they win a title in 6 years, it'll be because of what's happening now, and he'll still be a part of it even if he's not on the team. It almost does feel like they're all talking about building something for down the road that they won't be a part of. So I don't know where we stand with the dynasty. You know,
well, we're closer to it being over than we ever have. How about that?
I think that's safe to say.
All right.
But I think the one thing I want to get into with Warrior fans is what I started the show with, and that is we played two sound bites, one from Steve Kerr in April and one from Draymond Green from yesterday.
All right.
And there were two statements made by each of those guys, and Steve Kerr, in April of last year, said, can Jonathan Kuminga play the three?
Okay.
It's a good question. I don't know. He's got to do certain things better. Yesterday, Draymond Green was asked what Kuminga's position is, and he says a three. And then he described all the characteristics you need to play power forward, and Draymond Green says, can Kuminga do that? I don't know.
Mm.
Can you turn a receiver into a quarterback in 2 years? So
that's when he start cooking.
It just by what Warrior personnel and Draymond said and Kerr said, it's not hard to decipher that they've got to figure something out with Kuminga. I don't know what the answer is, but clearly they haven't figured it out yet.
So they're going to do it on the fly this season, because I thought that's what this offseason was about. And that's why I was, I guess you could say, basketball disappointed. Kuminga didn't say anything wrong, but he didn't say what I wanted to hear. I wanted Jonathan to do the Draymond. Hey, I looked myself in the mirror. My game needed improvement here. This is what I know we need. Stani, he was saying, I'm a chameleon. Put me anywhere and I'm good. No, listen. They're telling you.
I mean,
so we're going to do or try to accomplish what you just laid out during the season.
Yeah.
I don't think that bodes well for Kuminga.
I can't disagree with you. This team's got a lot of players. Here's the other thing. I bet you.
Give it to me.
I'll bet you I can stump you.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not that way.
Yeah.
What player on the Warriors right now is signed for the longest period of time? They have one guy whose contract runs through 2028. Everybody else, you know, Curry's going to run through 27, Wiggins, 27. But there's a guy on the roster who's got his own option for 2027-2028.
TJD?
No, Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield.
What? How is that?
He got a four-year deal. He's making 8, 9, 9, and 10. But this is why, listen, this is why, I don't know. You answer me this. If I give you this stat, does it make you excited or less excited? Right. I'm looking at the Warriors' payroll. Listen to these numbers. De'Anthony Melton, $12 million. Gary Payton, $9 million. Buddy Hield, $9 million. Kyle Anderson, $9 million. Looney, $8 million. Kuminga, $7.5 million. Moody, $6 million. Pajemski, $3.5 million. Those contracts are so tradable, it's not even funny. They're
super exciting.
I mean, it's just not even funny.
Oh, my gosh.
So the Golden State Warriors have a payroll right now that is absolutely ripe to make a move.
Yeah.
I would be very excited about that, but it does mean they're going to have to go into this season and figure out who the keepers are and who the people who might be traded are.
And that's why I want to break my pen, because it has a tryout feel.
Yes.
And that's what I don't like. And the great rapper Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri out of Atlanta, Sonny, they had a song back in the day, a hit song. It was called Money Ain't a Thing. And when I hear those numbers, those light numbers to those contracts of those players, I mean, it's possible. I mean, they could really be sticking and moving, but I guess, Donnie, I don't like the pit stop of we're going to make a trade, let's just say at the deadline, and then all hell's going to break loose for the rest of the NBA because that's when we're going to take off. That's what I don't like.
Well, I don't think that's what they're counting on, to be average and then make a move. I think they think this team could be pretty good, and that maybe with a move down the road, then they're back in.
But am I wrong? Bless you. I looked at the move as a big boy.
Contention.
They're going to get a big boy during that move. So that's going to cost you and change who you are a little bit around the edges.
But they need a second best player.
No doubt. That's what I told you.
I think they're poised to try to find one.
You're saying that's the only way you can do it. That's their reality.
Yeah. And I think I absolutely, when I look at these contracts and the players they acquired and what they paid these players, it is clear to me that they used this summer to try to make a big move. They couldn't make a big move. But everything they did this offseason preserved their ability to make a big move.
That's where
Dunleavy is, you know, we're as ambitious as anybody to make a move, but we can't be undisciplined.
Have a problem? You know I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
I gave you my ideal lineup, you know, earlier for the Warriors. But would you have a problem if I told you all that I'm jealous of the Kings starting five because they were able to get their guy or their Paul George or marketing in regard to DeRozan? Stoney, that's the team that sent you home. But if you look at that – now, obviously, would you trade to be a King or a Warrior the last decade? Hell no, it's Warriors. But right now, when I look at that starting five, that's going to be the starting five after the trading deadline, after the All-Star break. Like, it's sexy everywhere. It matches with DeRozan, Fox, Sabonis, Murray. Like, oh, my God. God, Stoney, I don't feel that way about this one because all I keep hearing is openings, and the 11 guys who I all like, but what number of games or weeks or months are we going to get to where it's like, that's it, Goo. That's the formula. Taste the sauce. That's it.
Can I ask a question of Warrior fans? Because I've heard this from you, and I think Evan has chimed in too, about how, you know, how can you be in the West and not know who your starting lineup is?
It
doesn't bother me one iota. Like, it just doesn't.
But what if we told you it should?
Why?
If you step back and said,
if you look at their talent, there are decisions to be made. Who starts at two? Melton or Pajemski?
No, I know what
who
it is.
Starts?
I'm not mad
at
you.
I don't know. But what about Wiggins and Kuminga? Yeah. They play the same position.
You're not looking at this team through a championship prism right now.
Of course I'm not.
And I think that's what I'm doing or trying to do. And I was like, give me the last team that won a chip, Steinie, that won it all in the association, that didn't know who their starting five was, to the depths of what we – like, there are three possible spots open, two.
Like, does that bother too many Warrior fans? 888-957-9570. I mean – who do you play, Payton or Kyle Anderson? Who do you play, Heald or Moody? Who do you play, Moody or Pajemski?
Those are real questions.
Exactly. So we got to figure it out. That's the issue the Warriors have with their third best player through their ninth best player right now.
But can you win and do that?
I think they could be better than last year, yeah. I mean, they used, how about this? Okay,
so 27.
They didn't know who their starting lineup was last year. They used 27 different starting lineups. Maybe this year they're going to use the preseason to figure it out. And here's the other thing that Steve Kerr said, and it's absolutely worth taking note of. It's not who wins. Like, Curry's going to start at one. All right, the starting two's not necessarily going to be the best starting two. It's going to be the player who can play with Curry and then play the two, and then match with the other three guys the way Kerr wants people to match, wants people to play.
Well, Steinie, that's your best starting two then.
Who?
The guy that can do that, that may not be as talented.
No, but my point is if you have Curry, and you want to play Wiggins at two,
yeah,
and Kuminga at three, it's like, okay, you have no playmakers at two or three. You only have guys who finish. You have two players now in your lineup, man, that don't rebound. And so that's a big onus to put on Draymond or whoever's playing the five.
Yeah.
I love it. I actually love it because you're right. I don't think they're a championship team right now. So if you're not a championship team, like, that's the other thing. I think the one thing that's going to be a philosophical difference is they are really trying to emphasize defense. Well, how come? It's because now they got more defense. Like, Klay Thompson was an offensive player last year. That's all he was. He was not a defensive player. Well, now they have Kyle Anderson and Melton. Well, they're not as offensively as skilled as Klay. There's no doubt about it.
But Steinie,
but they're going to give you better defense
now,
and that wins you games.
Okay, I'll give you that. And I'm not saying they're not putting an emphasis on that. But how many times did I tell you I watched that playing game? It was abundantly clear that they had nobody that could create. Like, offense is why they lost to the Kings, Steinie.
Okay, so
and
then
defense too.
If you have a creator problem, why are you playing Wiggins and Kuminga together?
Because I'm being honest.
Come on,
that's
dude.
A great question.
Dude.
I feel like you're selling them a little
they're
short.
They're not playmakers.
Well, what if they get the opportunity to show you, especially Kuminga, he's been in the lab. He's got to know that part of his game has had to grow. I'm just like, Steinie, I hear what you're saying right now, but you're acting like we've already seen 6 months of the season, 5 months of the season, and they're the same. And Wiggins, oh my gosh, Steinie, I think he knows finally what they need him to do.
What do they need?
Aggressive.
Well, okay.
You can come downhill with the best of them.
We need you to do that more.
You
won't be competitive for 82 games.
We don't know that, but based on a track record. But this is different. The metal's hitting the road for this team. Klay's out of here. Some things have changed. The Warriors, who they are, just as a whole, is questioned. You didn't make the playoffs. And Andrew Wiggins knows. He probably
knows
won't tell
what?
You. I was a big part of that.
All right.
The days of you just coasting and K-Wig are over.
Are they?
I hope.
Okay.
Because I believe powers to be have told them. Look around. He cut his hair.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just
oh, my God. Looks good. Did you just say what I think you said?
Hey, when I see something, I'm like, he's about business. Kuminga dyed his. I don't know what that means, but I'm just telling you, Matt, these two guys know.
They are not.
You can't come do the same thing.
Players.
Right, I'm not going to fight you on that.
You can't go from not being a great passer to being
grow.
John Stockton one off season.
What if they've improved?
That's
where I'm at.
Can they improve enough in those areas? I don't know. My initial answer would be
probably
like,
don't know.
Do we really expect Wiggins, after 12 years, is all of a sudden now going to be able to put it on the floor, get into the lane, help defense comes, and him kick it out to Curry? He can't do it. Like, it's not in his game. It just isn't. Like, what's so hard to believe? He has no left hand.
Right. He still averaged 18, 19 in his 12-year career with no left.
Yeah, averaged 13 last year.
Steiny, he's good, man. And I know you've never said he's not.
He can be good. Nate in San Francisco. What's up, Nate? How you doing, man?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
I wasn't sure if somebody maybe mentioned this. I was dealing with some dog stuff, and maybe I didn't hear. Oh. But Kuminga is like 22 this year?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Well, we just drafted some guys that are older than him. And I love that people are excited for him, but we drafted him at 7, and nobody else got him because he's a development guy.
Right.
I mean, he was probably growing up playing soccer, I would think. And, I mean, doing the math, I think maybe he's probably only been playing basketball for like 6 or 7 years at this point.
Yep.
And we got to slow the roll a little bit. He's got some great skills, but I think he's definitely, Simets, you got it. Got it on point today. He's an ISO player. Same with Wiggs. We gotta realize what we got here. They grew up, or at least Kuminga sounds like he grew up idolizing Kobe. And, that guy never passed to the perimeter. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to go with, line up by committee. And, we'll see. Because I think Pods is the only, like you said, he's the only connector out there besides Draymond.
Wow. Yeah, and I think
it's going to be some tough decisions.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. I think Anderson's a connector, too.
Yeah, connect. I like
for
that.
Sure.
Connector.
Right.
That's big.
So, I don't know what we do.
I'm getting it on the text line just about Guru. It's been 4 years. It's really had this will be four for committee. Like, he hadn't shown you. And again, Steiny, I'm just going off what he was saying to Anthony Slater. I'm like, man, Kuminga, you're not saying anything offensive, but dude, maybe he went to his room and heard Draymond talk and heard Kerr talk about how dire it is that you try to get the necessary skill set or improvement to be the three, but right now you're not it, buddy. And Draymond's saying you can't be four.
And see, I blame, not blame, but here's where I think that fans miss the boat on players like Kuminga. And that is, if you're going to draft a kid who's 18 years old without a basketball foundation, you can't give up on him at 21 or 22. Like, I understand that part of it, because nobody wants to hear this, but the only chance he's got to be a star, it's not going to come until he's 25.
Are you willing to pay $190 million?
I don't have to make that decision.
Wow.
I wouldn't do it now, and it doesn't look like the Warriors are going to do it now. So you've got to hope that he handles not getting an extension in a positive way. He takes advantage of all his opportunities, and by the end of the year, we're saying, well, Kuminga's, he's the new starting three. Or even if it's, well, Kuminga's can only play four. I don't know, but we're in year four, so it's got to be time to figure it out.
And Stoney, I gotta think.
But if you're not
that
listening,
they're disappointed if 25 is the number that they're looking at for this kid.
They shouldn't have been. They drafted him at 18, and he didn't have a foundation. You don't just get that in 2 years, Goo.
Yeah, no, I get it. But waiting 7 years, I don't believe was in. I don't think that was part of. Had they known that's how long it's going to be, they would have. Well, they would have did something else. Like, well, that's too long.
Well,
for
that's
me.
On them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give them a break for that.
But help him you get up to speed too. This is a two-way street.
Goo, they drafted Kuminga at the height of their dynasty. He wasn't going to play. They knew that. And they thought they were going to develop him. I actually think Kuminga's
on pace.
He's improved fine over the course of his career. But I don't, like, he's not ready to be the second best player on a team that's one of the top six in the NBA.
Well, we're really going to find out where they're at with him if either this year or next year, Stoney. Because somebody's got to pay him. That's what we're going to really, you know what I mean? Like the scoreboard of Kuminga, and you could totally be right, but okay, you bypass it this year, which I understand. I don't know how you can feel confident doing it right now, Stoney.
Well, if you can get him for a good number, I would do it now. Well, I'd love to get him for 25 a year.
But that would his, I don't, you, come on now.
Well, that's.
I think he thinks he's the man and on par.
Well, he's not. Like, he's just not. He's not. He's certainly not right now, and we'll see if he can be in 3 or 4 years. Alexander is in Chicago.
Shy.
What's up, Alexander? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Glad to hear you guys back talking Warrior basketball. Personally, man, I am excited about this season because I do think the Warriors, they have gotten better simply because they got younger. I really like that we got a lot of young guys, and we got a couple guys coming in with good size, the 6'9", you know, 6'7". You know, we got some length and we got some young guys, man. So I'm liking us going into the next season. I think that's gonna be good for Steph to, you know, get out and do what he needs to do. However, the situation with Jonathan Kuminga, and I heard you all kind of mention it a little bit earlier on the show. The kid just hasn't really stapled himself on either side of the basketball. You know what I'm saying? We don't know if he's an offensive player or if he's a defensive player. And it's just like what the guy was saying earlier. He's so athletic. He should be, you know, second team defense at least. You know what I'm saying? Second team defense, or, you know, he making that run for first team all defense, just on the defensive side of the basketball, really stapling himself. Because personally, I don't even see him as an offensive player. He seems that his productivity could be more greater on the defensive side of the basketball. Just because of just how fast and athletic he is. You know, the kid can run, he can jump. You know what I'm saying? I think his basketball instincts is definitely not where it could be better, because, you know, he'll do the bad fouls. You know what I'm saying? He's fouling people and arguing with the ref, thinking the ref made the wrong call. Like, nah, bro, you fouled him because he pump faked and you jumped out the gym.
Yeah.
And stuff, just, you know what I'm saying, just contesting the shot. So it's just like those things, man. If Kuminga, these first, you know, I want to say maybe 15 games, if he could really staple himself, you know what I'm saying, on the defensive side of the basketball, because that's what's going to make Thursday.
No doubt.
Have to play you.
Well, no doubt. Thanks, Alexander. You're right. I mean, I feel like he should have been there. I like his development, but I need to see him rebound more. I need to see him defend much better and more conscientiously and smarter. But listen, my man from Chicago, I am completely with you about excitement this year. And people might think I'm not telling the truth.
Because the unknown, yeah.
I am super excited to see this Warrior team next year. And I'll tell you why on the other side. But I want to know the excitement level of Warrior fans at 888-957-9570. I'll tell you why you should be excited. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.